Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, Jake Gutierrez, Caroline the intern, thank you so much for joining us. It's Thursday, June 27, 2019. Thank you for listening to the show. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. Before I get back into what I wanted to address, what I wanted to talk about in this segment, I know that you guys talked to Derek Johnson when I was gone. Is that right?
Yes.
Super DJ?
Yep.
And so he's part of an event tonight that I'm going to be the MC for, and it's for Derek Johnson's Defend the Dream Foundation and also the Be Legendary Foundation. I know you guys talked about all of that this week. When did you have him on the show? Was it earlier this week?
Yeah, it was early. Was it on Monday?
It was either Monday or Tuesday.
About this week.
Yeah, early in the week.
And so that's going to be tonight at Top Golf in Overland Park from 6 until 9 o'clock. And so I'm looking forward to seeing a whole bunch of people out there and people getting involved. And so that'll be tonight. So thank you guys for promoting that event. That should be awesome. And maybe, I don't know if you guys are going to get a chance to get out there, but we'll be out there to support Derek Johnson's foundation and also the Be Legendary Landon Daniel Foundation. And so, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. I've never been to Topgolf.
What? I haven't either.
First time.
Oh, man. It's so much fun.
But I've never been either. Everyone says it's great.
Yeah, that was Tuesday. We had DJ on and Carrie Daniel came in and told the story. And so if you missed that, it's up on our podcast page. You can go check out that interview. It's a great story. And DJ, you know, what a great guy coming back to Kansas City and still, you know, still doing great things in this community, even though he's not a current member of the Chiefs, forever will be a Chief.
But that's right. And so come out there and see us. We'll be there tonight from 6 until 9 o'clock, Top Golf, over in the park, presented by Primetime Assistance for Derek Johnson's Defend the Dream Foundation and the Be Legendary Landon Daniel Foundation. And DJ's the host. I'm the MC, and so that should be fun, I would think. And you said, and I've just never gone to Top Golf. And I'm
tons of fun.
I have fun. What'd you just call me? I know I ate a lot.
No. Hey, tons of fun over there.
Hey there.
When he sits around the house, he sits around the house. All right. And so I started the show off. I kind of I blew some steam off. I don't know whatever you want to call it. It's almost like sometimes we do two shows here. We do the TV portion, and a lot of people just watch us on the TV. Some people do both. Some people just listen to us on the radio and then don't watch us on TV. Thanks a lot. Kudos or kadoos to the people that that do both the double dip and watch us on 38 The Spot and listen to us on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Got to give him some kadoos for being able to do that.
But either way, we're just happy. We're just thrilled to have you listening or have us watching us on the show. And so if you heard it, you might hear some stuff again I'm going to talk about. If not, I just want to get some stuff off my chest. And then when this segment's over, it's done on this show. I'm moving on. I'm moving forward. And I'm going to try to do a show that our listeners enjoy. And I feel like there's still a lot of people that enjoy the show, hopefully. And again, we're very thankful that we have wonderful listeners that listen to the show and enjoy the show. As you can probably tell, we don't talk about the Tyreek Hill situation as much as other shows do. And to be honest, it's because I don't want to. I understand it impacts the Chiefs. It impacts their chances for the Super Bowl. But I have just chosen to wait to see what happens before we move forward. I'm not a legal expert, okay? I'm not going to get on here and pretend I know what I'm talking about when it comes to these issues or social issues or addiction or any of these things that have come up recently on this radio station. I don't know what I'm talking about. And it's irresponsible for me to pretend to know what I'm talking about when it comes to real life situations like that. We talk about sports. I like to talk about movies and TV and music. I like to talk about my family and then maybe a little more sports. But most importantly, we are trying to make you laugh, maybe make you forget about all the crap that's going on in the world. And just for a couple of hours a day, you can lose yourself, put a smile on your face, maybe have a few laughs, and enjoy what you're listening to. That's what we do. The other shows can do whatever they want. Other radio stations do what they want. Other shows do what they want. We do that here. That's what we want to do. All right? And whenever we find out, whatever we're going to find out about Tyreek Hill, we'll talk about it then. But for me to speculate, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. Religion, politics, I'm not talking about it. And I don't think you want to tune into Sports Radio 810 WHB and hear what I have to say about politics or religion or anything else. If you do, sorry, I'm not going to deliver. Okay? We're trying to entertain you. We're trying to have some fun. We don't take ourselves too serious. There are times that we do. There are times when we do have to be serious, when it's appropriate. But for the most part, what we're trying to do is entertain and inform. And we usually do a reasonably good job of it. Okay, the other thing is very important to me. I want to use this show and continue to use this show as a platform for charities and causes that mean something to me, that mean something to Nate, and that mean something to Jake. That is very, very, very important to me, and that's going to continue. I try not to judge people. Do I? Sometimes, sure I do. I'm guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. All right? But I try not to judge people because I don't want people judging me. When I was younger, I had a lot of people judging me because of who my dad was and what my dad did and when he went away. I had a lot of people judging me because the family I grew up in. Look, there are more people in my family that have been in jail that haven't been in jail. Those are just the facts. I've had many family members that have battled addiction. So that's a very sensitive issue for me. I live in a big glass house. I don't need anyone judging me. Okay? I'm not looking for anyone's skeletons in their closet because I got a cemetery in my closet. All right? For a long time, it bothered me about my dad, and people would use that to not a lot of people, but a few people, to turn their back on me or ridicule me. And so the defense mechanism that I started, I would bring it up first. That's why I talk about it on the radio. I diffuse the situation. And you know what? I'm proud of my dad. My dad earned a second chance, and he's delivered on that second chance. And he's a great part of this community. Okay? He did his crime. He served his time. And that's it. And we talk about it because I don't run from it. I don't run from my past because my past is what made me, for better or for worse, what I am today. And so I try not to judge people, and I sure as hell am not going to talk about someone's private life. To me, that's off limits. Have I done it in the past? Probably. I've been on the air for 20 years, and I've done a lot of things that I wish I hadn't have done on the radio. I've said a lot of things I wish I hadn't have said. But I can promise you this, moving forward, we're going to do everything we can not to talk about someone's private life, not to cross the line, because it's inappropriate. And I sure as hell am not going to talk about anyone battling addiction, that has battled addiction, that's had a loved one battling addiction, because that's above my head. That's too powerful and too real of a thing for me to sit and try to, you know, play psychologist and tell you why this, why that. And also because it hits home to me. If you've listened to the show long enough, as I mentioned earlier, when I was a kid, my uncle died of an overdose. All right? As a man, my cousin, who was one of my best friends, died of an overdose. And we all tried to help him in many different ways, including me. And we failed. And that sticks with me. I still carry blame for that. That guilt is real. And so I empathize with anyone that has had to go through that. If you've lost someone to addiction, I can't tell you what your experience is like. All I can tell you what my experience is like. And it still breaks my heart to this day. But I can empathize. I understand. I don't live in a bubble and cast stones at people about things that I don't understand. If I don't understand it, I don't talk about it. I try not to. Of course, I talk about sports. I probably don't fully understand, but I do my best. But it's very important for me to let you know that we get it. We understand why you're mad. Hell, I was mad. Like I told you earlier, I spent the last 3 days of my vacation pissed off because I'm having to deal with something that I had nothing to do with. And I have to watch the radio station my radio station. I don't own it, but I put my life into this radio station. I put all my love into this radio station. It is my career. It is a way I support my family. And most importantly, it's the way that I can use this platform to help charities and help foundations and help people that I care about in my city and my foundation. And when my radio station gets dragged through the mud, it pisses me off. And it hurts me because there are a lot of good people here. This building is filled with good people that worked their ass off, that have tried to build this radio station into something to be proud of. And I believe that. And I believe in that. And I'm sitting with two of them right now, two of the best people that I know, Nate and Jake, and I'm proud to work with them. But I'm not responsible for what other people do on their show. I respect the program. I respect Between the Lines, but that's their shows. This is our show. And again, misinformation out there, let's not get it twisted. Nobody tells us what to talk about on this show. I have one boss at this radio station, that's Chad Boger, and he trusts me to do 4 hours of radio the way I want to do it. He does not ever tell me what to say on this radio station or on this radio show. Because if it turned into that, I'm gone. I'm out of here. I do the show that I want to do, that I can be proud of. And if I say something on this radio station, I have to deal with it. I don't want anyone else to have to answer for me. And I'm not answering for anybody else. Saran does the show that he wants to do, that he's proud of, and that he has to live with. And he does a hell of a job. Kevin has to do a show, does a show that he wants to do, and that he lives with, that he has to be proud of. I do a show with these guys right here, the three of us. That's what we're responsible for, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. But I feel like I have to come on this radio station and apologize because I was pissed off about it. And delving into someone's private affairs or private life is not okay with me because I've had it done to me, and I didn't like the way it feels. And I'm going to try my damnedest to never do that to anyone because that crosses the line. We're not responsible many times for what our family members do. We feel like it, but we're not. At some point, people are on their own, and they do what they're going to do. We can try to help them, try to lead them in the right way, but at some point, it's on them. And I grew up surrounded by people battling addiction, whether it was drugs or whether it was alcohol. And so I understand. I get it. And I know, and the people that I really hurt for, number one, Andy Reid and his family, if they were offended, if that brought up bad feelings and it hurt them, I sincerely apologize on behalf of Sports Radio 810 WHTV because it was wrong. And anyone out there, if that brought up bad memories and terrible feelings about somebody you lost or someone that lost their battle with addiction, from the bottom of my heart, whether you want to believe me or not, I'm sorry. I apologize. Because even though I don't own this radio station, I'm not an owner of this radio station, I take ownership in this radio station. Because this has been my life for over two decades. And I love this radio station, and I love the people that listen to this radio station and listen to our show. And so all I can ask you is this. Judge us on what we do. Judge us on what we do on this radio show. I can't be responsible for everyone else's show, and I'm not going to be. They're adults. I'm an adult. I'm 46 years old. I've been doing this for two decades. I have one boss, Chad Boger, and he trusts me to do the show I want to do. You know what I talk to about what we're going to do on this show? Nate and Jake, and that's it. Nobody else. We have a lot of investors. We have a lot of people that are responsible for maintaining this radio station and helping this radio station get to where it is now. But they ain't my boss. I got one boss, and that's it. And let's get that straight. And if you think you're my boss, come try to tell me what to do and see how that works out for you. I answer to one person. Well, besides my wife, that's two people. But she doesn't tell me what to talk about on the radio station. She just tells me, go to work, leave. Chad Boger's my boss, and he trusts me, and I trust him. But It was very difficult these past couple of days, but I wanted to wait because I'm not gonna succumb to the pressures of Twitter. You need to tweet something right now because I'm gonna tell you what, Twitter sucks half the time. It's a mob mentality where people just want to jump on someone and just can't wait to tear somebody down. Hell, I saw it happen to Nate during college basketball season. And now how stupid does that seem that anyone was questioning what Nate did at a basketball game? How ridiculous does that seem now? But boy, people wanted to jump on him. And I'm going to tell you what, there's not a better guy that I know than Nate Buchanan. He's a better man than I am. I can promise you that. And so guess what? I ain't a big fan of Twitter either, way stuff gets handled on Twitter. And so I said, I'm going to wait, I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to say my piece where I'm the most comfortable in front of a microphone on this radio show that I love, on this radio station I love, talking to the people that I love, and that's the listeners of this show. Nobody wants to be judged by what other people do. Ahmed, you go to work, you want to be judged by what all your coworkers do? So a coworker does something wrong, you want to be responsible for that? I'm responsible for what happens on this radio show. I'm not telling the other guys what to talk about, and they ain't telling me what to talk about. But I want you to understand that we have empathy. We empathize, and we understand why you're mad and why you're offended. Because I was too. And I've been pissed off for the last 3 days of my vacation. I've tried to compartmentalize and continue to spend time with my family, but that irritates me that I had to deal with something I had nothing to do with. But here I am dealing with it. And all I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart is what the three of us are responsible for. We will try to do better. And we will do better. But the main thing we're here for is to try to entertain people and make you laugh. And let's have some fun for 4 hours. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about movies. Let's talk about our families. Let's tell some jokes. Let's have fun, because the world is a brutal place. And you don't need to be reminded of all the bad things happening. I don't want to sit here and talk about Tyreek Hill. I don't want to sit here and talk about all the bad stuff going on in the world. We're trying to give you an alternative and to put a smile on your face before you go to school and go to work. But I can promise you this, as long as I'm on the radio station, on this radio station, as long as I'm doing this radio show, I'm going to put everything I've got into doing the best that I can to give you a good radio show to listen to and to be entertained by. And I want to make you laugh. And some people may get irritated about how much time we spend with charities and foundations and things we do. That ain't going to change. Because when we bring up these tough situations, when we bring up these difficult topics to talk about, whether it's addiction or suicide or you know, the ALS with the ALS Association, or people battling cancer and Big Steps, and now my work with Matty Road Center and Sheffield Place, that is something that means something to us. Because we can use this radio station as a platform to get the community involved, so instead of just bitching about stuff, we can try to do something constructive and actually make an impact. And that's why our listeners are so great, because you allow us to do that, because you react. And so again, if you're looking for an apology, I apologize. I am sorry. Because this means something to me. For better or for worse, when you listen to this radio station, you're getting this radio show from 6 until 10 a.m., we're real. This is what we are. Some people like it. Some people don't. Trust me, there's plenty of people that don't like this show. And I get it. This show's not for everybody. But the people that like it, I feel like you really like it. And we connect with the listener. And we love you for it. And we're going to continue to do our best. But please judge us by what we do. That's all I can be responsible for. I can barely control my life and my family and what I say on the radio. I can't control everyone else. And guess what? I don't want to, because I have enough on my plate. Nate, do you have anything to follow up?
I think that's a mic drop, man. I think that's a mic drop. I agree with everything you said, except for the fact that when you said I'm a better person than you, because that ain't true. Jake and I talked yesterday about the fact that we spent a lot of time discussing trying to keep our own side of the street clean. And focusing on ourselves, because we have a lot of flaws as human beings, and we're not trying to point into other people's closets to distract everybody from the skeletons in our own closets. And like you said, I take personal accountability. When I do something stupid, when I do something or say something, I have to stand and answer for it. And we as a show have to stand and answer for it. And that's appropriate. And I think we've shown over the years that we will. We won't be perfect. We'll make mistakes. But we'll stand and answer for the things that we do. And I just hope that everybody out there judges us on who we are and who we try to be and what we try to do. And I really don't need to add anything to what you just said because you nailed it, man. You knocked it out of the park. And I will say this. I couldn't be prouder to be a part of a team than I am a part of this team right here. And as you said earlier, you and Jake are not friends of mine. You're family. This group, like, we've experienced so much together. Pain, incredible joy, heartbreak, personal growth, together. And I couldn't be prouder to be associated with this crew right here. And you said you've been here basically your entire professional radio career here.
All of it.
And you've invested everything in this. I come from a little bit of a different perspective because I came from somewhere else first. And I sat in another place and I looked here at the way that the people at this radio station connected with the community that I was born and raised in with envy. And I wanted to be a part of something that connects with this community the way that we do. And when Jake and I were at the game last night, I can't tell you how many different people stopped us to talk to us and tell us they appreciate the way we make them laugh in the morning and the way we go about our business. And like you said, some people don't. Some people don't prefer the antics and goofiness of our show, whatever. And that's totally fine. That's a taste-driven thing. But it means the world to me every single time I hear something like that. And it makes me proud to be associated with this group. And so I'm not really here to sit here. I said this yesterday. I am not management. I don't aspire to be management. I aspire to be the best part of this show and focus on this show the way that we do and our business. And sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we fail and we have to learn from those things and work to improve and get better. But that's what I'm interested in. And I appreciate everything you said right now.
And again, I hope people don't think I'm getting on a soapbox because trust me.
No.
Look in the mirror and think of all your flaws. I'm more flawed than you. I have more issues than you do. I'm...
And let me stop you right there for 1 second. For 1 second. They're your flaws. And they're yours. And your flaws are yours. And my flaws are mine. And we all have them. And nobody's right. Flaws are worse or better than others.
But we're no better than anyone listening
right.
To this show.
Absolutely.
We're all the same. We all have our demons. We all have our battles.
That's what makes us human beings.
We all go through the same thing, you know? And look, and again, the reason this is so personal for me, I mean, he was one of my best friends. And I watched it. I watched addiction just rip him apart. Sometimes you can't do anything.
Most of the time, you can't do anything.
It's too powerful, and I don't understand enough about it. And that's something that we all need to take a lot more serious and not be so trivial and so flippant about addiction and mental health and understanding that we don't understand. And not acting like we do. And being humble enough to realize we don't have all the answers. And Jake, you can get mad at me later, whatever else. Because this is one of the things I'm most proud of more than anything in my life. Right? How long has it been since you've had a drink of alcohol?
4.5 years.
And you are like a hero to me in my life because I wish I could do that. And you have no idea how that makes me feel about you. I don't talk about it because it's not something we talk about. But I admire you so much for that. And for people that don't understand that, and you know, my dad battled that same thing in alcoholism and he overcame it. You overcame it. And that makes you stronger than me, stronger than Nate, stronger yep. than damn near anyone I've ever met in my life. And I have so much admiration for you. And so, again, when we're talking about this stuff and we tell you we get it and we empathize with you, you don't hear all the things we're talking about, but trust me, we're on your level. That's why we try to connect with you, because we understand. And that's why it hurts me that people think that, you know, just get, you know, painting sports radio antennas, they talk down to us. They don't understand what's going on in real life. No. My man Jake hasn't had a drink in over 4 years. And let me tell you something, that he's a champion in my heart and in my eyes. And there are very few people that have done things that I've been more proud of than what you've accomplished and what you've done.
Yeah, and
I wish I was that strong, and I'm not.
You guys can roll your eyes all you want, but it's not me, right? I've made actions and done things in my life to change, but I had to get to a point where I had to stop trying, because that's the issue with addiction and alcoholism and everything that's conceived within our society. And you're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City.
We hope.
But the point is that it's not a choice, and it's not a moral dilemma, and it's not about willpower. That's what makes it a disease. I got to a point in time in my life where I didn't want to drink anymore. I didn't want to. I saw the damage it was doing to me. I saw the damage it was doing to the people I loved, and I didn't want to do it anymore.
And you may not be here right now if you hadn't stopped. Right?
Right. Correct. There's a good chance that I was going to hurt somebody else or myself if I kept going the way I was going. But it also comes down, that was not my will. I don't drink because of my willpower. That's my willpower is broken. It's broken. And I needed something that was bigger than me to do that. And I've developed that. And I grow with that on a daily basis. But for people to think that what's wrong with that person, why can't they just not do that substance? Or why can't they just not drink? It's not a choice. And that's what makes it a disease. Because if
people say that, don't understand.
Right.
They don't get it.
Right. But I don't want to get on a soapbox here either. I don't feel really comfortable talking about this.
But you help other people. And
right.
That's important. You help other people.
Right.
Actively. You actively help other people.
But I want, if you're listening to this and it's a family disease, addiction, alcoholism, and it affects everybody around, and everybody deals with it on some level, but that doesn't mean everybody understands it. And it's not my job to make sure everybody understands it. But if there is one thing I can pass on, if you look at somebody and you don't understand why they can't drink, and they are either a real addict or a real alcoholic, it's not their choice. They've lost the power of choice. It is no longer a choice, and that's what makes it a disease, because normal people can just stop drinking, and normal people can just stop doing drugs. When you're an alcoholic or an addict, you don't have a choice. Your choice has been taken away from you. You are absolutely powerless underneath that substance. You have lost power over that. And that's the difference, because I got to a point in time, I didn't want to drink anymore, but yet I couldn't stop. I could not stop. And that's a scary, scary place to be as anybody, as an individual, to not want to do something, but have no power to not do it. And that had nothing to do with my moral fiber, had nothing to do with my willpower, had nothing to do with that, because I have an illness that I live with every day and I have to address it every day. But within that, I'm so thankful that I do have that disease, because now it's made me the man that you guys see in front of you. Without that disease, I'm not this person.
And you're an example that you can't overcome those things. You're an example to a lot of people, and you help a lot of people that people don't know about. We don't talk about it because that's your own private business. But I'm saying it because I'm telling you how proud I am of you, and I should do that more often, because what you've done is incredible, and something that I don't have the strength to do, that I wish I could do. And again, the reason I'm saying this is because I'm trying to stress this as much as I possibly can. We're not perfect. We say a lot of stupid stuff that offend people on this radio show. We go off the rails sometimes. I think back into 20 years, I can come up with a list of 100 things I wish I hadn't said and wish I hadn't done. But I'm trying to get better. I try to get better every day on this show. And I want you to know we are committed to just doing the best show that we possibly can. For some people, that's not enough, and they don't get it. And I respect that, because this show is not for everybody. But for the people that it is for, if you like this show, if you're connected with the show, we're connected with you, and we're going to keep working our ass off, because, again, this
is my life. I don't have any other jobs that I want. I'm not looking to go to another town. I'm going to be on the radio in Kansas City, hopefully on this station, until the end of my career. That might come next week. Hopefully it comes until my kids are out of school, because I got to pay a lot of freaking tuition. But the point is, it's real. All we can do is be real. And that's good enough for some people. It ain't good enough for others. But if it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. And that's all we're going to do, is be who we are.
One other thing I would add, because as we're talking about these things that are personal to us, we all had our issues growing up. I bounced around from city to city. My parents got divorced when I was a young kid. I've talked about some of the things that happened with my family. And I know sometimes it makes my family uncomfortable when I talk about it on the air, but I've told them, look, I love you, mom and dad. My mom and dad are great. But we are who we are on this show because people can identify with it. And I will say this. I was highly critical of my parents in my own mind for most of my life. What in the world were they thinking when they did this? What in the world were they thinking when they got married? Why did they put me in this situation? Why didn't somebody stop this situation? And then you know what happened? I became a father. And I have not had a day of my life where I haven't second-guessed myself since. When I go to bed at night, did I do the right thing with what I told my son today? Was I the responsible adult in the interaction I just had with my kid, or was I the immature fool talking to my son emotionally when I should have been the one that was the calm grown-up? Was I too hard on my son? Was I not hard enough on my son? And then I realized, man, this whole thing is hard. You know, parenting is the most difficult yet rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. And so for every person out there to have anybody criticize or question the way that they are doing it, man, that's a tough one for me. I gained a different respect because I was critical of my parents. And now I look back and I go, you know what? They actually did a hell of a job. They made a lot of mistakes like every other parent does. But, you know, they did the best they could without a freaking manual to tell them how to navigate all the crazy things that happen in life along the way.
Turns out you and your sister ended up all right.
You know what? And maybe my parents deserve some credit for it. Maybe they got lucky. You know, I think they did a good job. But the point is, I'm not judging them anymore because, damn, I don't want anybody judging me on the way that I'm trying to do my best and I make a lot of mistakes. It's hard. Parenting is, like I said, there's no manual. There's no rule book. There's not like a how-to guide that tells you, okay, if this happens, this is how you need to react. And so I just wanted to say that because I think about it every night. I ask my wife a lot of times, did I handle that right? Was that wrong? Did I just do damage, you know, with the way that I handled that situation? And I'm doing the best that I can. But if my mom and dad are listening, which they oftentimes do, I hope you guys know how much I love you and how much I appreciate everything you do. And if I was critical of you, because I know I said some stuff to them, you know, over the years, I get it. I get how hard it is.
And I'll close with this again. I believe in second chances. Without second chances, I wouldn't have my dad in my life right now. Without second chances people gave me, I wouldn't be on the radio right now. And most importantly, my mother was abused when she was a kid. She tried to commit suicide twice. When I was a kid, I had to ask her, I'd always ask her what that scar was on her arm. And I never talked about this, but I will now. And then that's it. And she told me about it. And then she got the help she needed. She got a second chance. And then she had me. Without the second chance that she was given, I wouldn't even be here. So I believe in second chances, and I believe that people that are flawed and that have had made mistakes deserve second chances. And there may be a time in the future where I need a second chance again. And so the bottom line is this. I love this radio station. I love this radio show. I love the guys I do this show with. And people come up to me and say, hey, you probably get sick of this. You know, I feel like we know you, and so we can just come up and talk. No, I don't get sick of it, because that means you connected. That means I did my job. That means we connected. That means the show means something to you, because it means something to me, and Kansas City means something to me. And I cannot express to you how real that is from the bottom of my heart. We love this city and love the people that listen to this show, and we'll do our best. We'll do our best to improve. We need to get better. We'll take it upon ourselves. And again, if you were affected by the comments or anything you've heard on the station, I'm sorry. I apologize on behalf of the Sports Radio 810 WHB. Back after this on Sports Radio 810.